News, the 16th of July 2022. It is turning out areas of violent crime are also killing those who haven't been physically attacked by anyone. The reason for this is a new report which shows these types of areas produce more heart attacks. Just the stress of living in an area like this is bad for your heart. It would be interesting to note if any other diseases are on the rise in these places. There is a new kind of paint which is going to make it much easier for inspectors of structures to detect stress on them. It is known as stress sensing smart skin. It is not in development anymore because it is now ready to be used. When a surface is deformed, nanotubes in the paint produce a fluorescence. This makes the area under stress easy to see. Hopefully this will cut down on structure failures in the future. There are now many devices available to extend the range of Bluetooth devices. Want to take a Bluetooth speaker out to the yard? No problem with a Bluetooth extender. Look for training in the future to be accomplished by virtual reality or VR. It seems to fit almost any scenario needed, and will surely find its way into more classrooms and in simulations useful for every area of technology. Want to train to go to the moon? A moon VR simulation made of the data we have on the moon's composition and surface materials, including getting around in less gravity, will do that in the future, not only for the moon, but for many other places. What could be the biggest step we could take to bring down the crime wave in this country? After that, what should be done? The very first thing we have to do is not only change the way we think, but also change our laws to punish criminals and not worry who or what they are. Another thing we have to do is get God back in our lives. There seems to be a correlation between the fact the less belief in God leads to more crime. One of the things many tech companies are talking about is ending passwords and substituting face recognition or fingerprints. We all know by now nothing done on a computer or cell phone is foolproof. I dialed a number on my cell the other day and it didn't seem to go through, so I hung up. 15 minutes later I heard a voice on the phone saying hello. It was the person I called. That event was the weirdest thing which ever happened to me on a cell phone. Some of us worry if the computer or cell phone doesn't recognize us for some reason, and we will be cut off and have to jump through hoops to fix it. When companies say face recognition is foolproof, I think about when it was being used to capture felons and it had to be stopped because too many innocent people were being arrested. Many doctors are revolting against the CDC. It is not a physical revolt, they are either leaving or talking about their displeasure about the CDC not following science and following politics when shots are being recommended. I don't know for sure, but I think when it was announced children under 5 could and should get the COVID vaccine, that might have been the last straw for some. We have been trying for decades to develop a fusion reactor which puts out more energy than it requires to run. One company which has invented a very powerful magnet says they will not only have the reactor built but plan to get it into the electrical grid before the end of this decade. This would be great news for the public and may be the answer to our energy problems. So far, we have not found a way to produce the needed amount of green energy. Fusion energy would be pollution-free, and not produce any nuclear waste. It is the key to our energy problems. There is one thing I should mention, however: we still need fossil fuel until we can get fully independent from it, and preventing us from getting it also means hardships for all of us. New batteries are always being talked about, and one of the reasons for this is the fact we still need them not only to power our devices, but also to be able to supply electricity to our home in the times those homes equipped with things like solar cells or wind power are not generating. For example, we would need them at night when most solar cells are not producing or when there is not wind to turn the wind turbines. One company believes it can create a better battery using iron and other inexpensive minerals and chemicals, and the battery will be more productive than the ones currently in use. We have been promised this many times over the years, so it will be a case of wait and see. If we could cut the cost of batteries for electric cars, that could make a big difference in sales. Did you ever notice the code on your credit card? It is known as the CVV code and many companies want to know it when you make a purchase online, but a few never ask for it. There is a movement by some to have a new type of code replace it, one that changes. CVV stands for card verification value. A chip will be placed on the card which changes the code and shows it on the card. I hope this is not going to cause a lot of problems for the public. This is probably necessary to cut down on credit card thefts. In 2018, it is said there was 1.21 billion credit cards in the United States. In 2021, 2.2 million credit card fraud reports were made and credit card companies lost $3.3 billion. When 5G for communications was first announced, it was supposed to be this great improvement, but many of us haven't seen that. I know I lost some functionality with the devices on my car because they couldn't communicate with the 5G signal and was also forced to buy a new cell phone because mine was not 5G compatible or upgradable. I don't notice any difference on my level. The companies which pushed it are wondering why they didn't see a huge level of increase of profits. It is believed, however, in the future new types of devices will emerge which will enable the use of 5G. And bring more profits. We will have to wait and see if that is true, or we are no better off.